So my talk, the title of the talk is Evidently Not Self-Evident. I have plenty to keep me busy by giving private English lessons to Russians and helping my wife go to the store, etc., as we wait for this baby to be born in September. But I still seem to find time and to wonder about the big changes happening in my country. I want to know what the reasons are for the dramatic shifts in moral and political thought that are reshaping my homeland. Last time, this is past Sunday, I discussed the growing trend towards relativism among a significant percentage of the American population. I mentioned proposed legislation to legalize same-sex marriage as an example of how relativism is partially responsible for reshaping public morality. For those who are curious, that talk is posted on my website under the title Playing Our Morality by Ear. Another enigmatic title. Perhaps some of you will recall that the alternative to relativism, if you were here on Sunday, is moral absolutism, which says that there is a moral rule that stands outside of our opinion, that judges us, and it exists whether we agree with it or not. As we worked through this on Sunday, it seemed to be very clear that relativism is a false way of looking at morality, and some form of absolutism is true. If you agree with even one moral absolute principle, say not torturing babies for fun, for example, this places you in the moral absolutist camp. Moral absolutism is the historic American viewpoint. It was with moral absolute principles in mind that the new American Republic was founded. The Declaration of Independence makes this very clear. I quote, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness." The reason that these truths were described as self-evident is that there are many principles of right and wrong that apply to all people at all times and in all places. It used to be difficult to find Americans who would disagree with self-evident truths. Not so today. Evidently, truth is not so self-evident to more and more Americans all the time. What would be some examples of self-evident absolute moral truths that appear to exist independent of man's opinion? For instance, it is reasonable to be offended when someone takes something from us without our permission. That is called stealing. Most of you might object if I were to abduct you by force after this meeting and sell you in a foreign country. That is called slavery. And it seems self-evident that it is always wrong to take out a gun and start shooting innocent people because I've had too much coffee. That is called murder. Self-evident truths, then, are absolute moral principles that define right and wrong behavior. It used to be that the vast majority of men intuitively recognized and believed them to be true. Fortunately, what men think does not make them true. They are just as true regardless of what you or I happen to think about them. The architects of the new American state also mentioned unalienable rights. These are rights that cannot be taken away from you by other men because, according to the classic moral absolute view, they do not originate with men to begin with. As understood by the founders of the American Republic, unalienable rights are not based on the vagaries of human opinion, but originate outside of men. People, quote, are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, so the Declaration states. In other words, these rights and all other standards of right and wrong are established and determined by God. Therefore, these human rights cannot be legitimately redefined nor taken away by men. Now, if you agree that absolute moral principles exist, this kind of thing invites certain kinds of questions. If you believe, and I think you have a good reason to believe, that there are moral absolutes, it's fair to ask the question, what kind of things are they? What kind of things are these moral absolutes? A moral absolute is not a physical thing, like this piano. A moral thing is not physical. It doesn't extend into space. It doesn't weigh something. It has no physical qualities or characteristics. It is a non-physical thing that really exists. It's an immaterial thing, something that you know exists, but you can't get at it with any of your five senses. Both the American founders and everyone before or since who appeals to moral absolutes is at least intuitively confident. That is, he has a reasonable certainty that something exists somewhere in a realm which he cannot see, taste, touch, smell, or hear. Okay? He believes something exists that he can't prove by the scientific method. Think about it. If man cannot reach it with any of his five senses, then how can a moral absolute itself or the realm in which it exists originate with man? It cannot. It is an immaterial thing that is compelling, real, and exists outside of man. By the way, just because you can't examine it by the five senses doesn't mean that it's unreasonable for you to believe that such a thing exists. If you believe that it's wrong, for example, to torture babies for fun, and you believe that that rule applies to everyone at all times and in all places, then you have just affirmed a belief in something that is immaterial, that you don't access by your five senses. But you do ascertain with some certainty by some other means. But that there are compelling reasons to believe that immaterial moral absolutes exist does not mean that the idea is popular. Self-evident truths are no longer self-evident to growing numbers of Americans. In America, recognizing moral absolutes will certainly bring you into conflict with many Americans who disagree with you, both privately and publicly. However, if understanding how the world actually works is important to you, being able to tell the difference between right and wrong is its own reward.